Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host. And in this episode, we're going to share with you a list from Disney that gives you the top reasons to take a Disney vacation in 2018, as if you need any more reasons to visit anything at Disney. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, Client Services Manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Agent Consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And back in our production facility, we have our producer, Craig Williams.
Hello.
Again, welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for being here and helping me with this conversation. So we did something similar last year. Disney put out two travel agents, the 17 reasons to visit Walt Disney World in 2017. This is their list for top reasons to visit, to take a Disney vacation in 2018. It encompasses world, land, and cruise line, so not just focused on one area. We're going to go through the list. We're going to talk about each one. We're going to poke fun at the ones that we think are silly, as we do, and hopefully you guys will find a reason to visit.
At least they didn't do that thing. Now they have to do 2018 reasons.
Right. Well, I think that's what happened. I think they couldn't
last
come
year
up
was
18.
Like we redesigned the napkins.
Right. I think last year they finally decided that might have been a little silly to force that number.
Yeah, by 16 they were a little ridiculous. There
we
go.
We have straws.
They were getting a little thin. I just ran through the list and there are 12, so I guess that didn't fit the cute model. All right, getting started. We're starting with the Disneyland Resort. I apologize. My list is a little messed up. There's new dining, retail, and family-friendly entertainment coming to downtown Disney District at the Disneyland Resort in early 2018. New dining and entertainment experiences are coming very soon, including the Star Wars Secrets of the Empire by ILMX Lab and The Void. This is actually open now. This recently opened. And Splitsville Luxury Lanes. D Street will also be reimagined into a retail space that offers Disney fans a variety of Disney-themed home goods. Craig, did anybody do the Star Wars thing here?
I don't believe so yet. I know I haven't. Virtual reality makes me sick, yeah. So I'm just too afraid to try it.
Star Wars makes Kevin sick, so that might not happen here either. And what this is this is their totally immersive hyper reality is what they're calling it, where you actually can touch things and interact with other people and interact with stuff.
I'm virtually not going to do it
in this universe. I think it sounds cool, but I don't know. I mean, I would be, you know, it sounds weird to sort of put this thing on and then trust that you're in another environment.
Right. And you get tickets for it from one of the movie theater companies.
Yeah, like from IMAX, I believe.
So, and tickets are available now, I know, here at World up until the middle of February or something. But it was kind of a weird thing. You didn't buy your tickets from, you could buy tickets in advance. And when we clicked on the link, it was one of the movie theater companies.
Like Fandango kind of thing?
It might have been, actually. That one sounds familiar.
It is extremely popular, and it has been one of the most well-received things mm-hmm. that Disney has done helped done since it was between Lucasfilm and then Void VR, but everyone that I know that's done it has absolutely raved about it.
Really,
but I have the PlayStation VR and I sit at home, and if I have it on for more than like 10 minutes, I just start getting really dizzy and out of it. So
I think it has something probably to do with your eyesight, because the same thing happens to me.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
If you don't have the right eyesight for it. Again, this is open now in Walt Disney World and Disney Springs, and I believe it just opened in Disneyland at the time we're recording this. So by the time we show it, it will be open. Also, Splitsville Luxury Lanes, that's here at World. Very popular. Mm-hmm. People love it. Even if you're not a bowler, people go there just to eat, mm-hmm. sort of hang out for the atmosphere.
And red shoes.
And rent shoes. Where else can you get rented shoes at Disney?
Not a question I've ever asked.
That's what Tracy's next assignment should be. Wearing rented shoes.
Yeah, I don't even have to bowl. I just have to put on the rented shoes.
Oh, someone let the dogs out. And
for those who are fans, that's Abby in the background.
And now D Street will have Disney-themed home goods because... why not?
Yeah. Wasn't D Street the Vinyl Nations?
D Street was kind of that weird store that had a little bit of everything in it.
Yeah, Disneyland's was always more unique because they catered more towards like actual men's items. So that's where I've gotten a couple Gorin Brothers hats and some nicer shirts. But then they had a little bit of the pop vinyls. And whereas ours here in Walt Disney World, it was always just like straight vinylmations
the entire time.
But theirs has turned into like a superhero store. So losing it completely for themed goods, home goods.
Well, here's the deal. This is something that sells out very well. People are always bringing home the stuff that's Disney or Mickey themed household items. So I could see why they would do it. Second one under Disneyland, Lunar New Year Festival returns to Disney California Adventure Park January 22nd through February 18th, 2018. This spectacular festival will feature Hurry Home, Lunar New Year Celebration, a nighttime water show on Paradise Bay, specialty Chinese, Korean, and Vietnam foods at marketplaces, Mulan's Lunar New Year procession, traditional crafts, and more. I have no idea if this is popular. I have no idea if people like this or they don't like it.
I think it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds really cool to me, too. Do you know, I don't, like on the west coast of Canada, there tends to be more of a larger Asian population. Is the same thing true for the west coast of the U.S.? So, like, do you think this would more cater to?
I believe a lot more folks from that part of the world travel to Disneyland.
That's right. They would kind of,
Yeah, because it's an easier commute and easier flight. So I think they attract more of that crowd just because it's an easier way to get there.
Yeah.
So it sounds like fun. I mean, I have no feedback on last year's. I don't know if people liked it or they didn't like it. They must have, they're bringing it back.
Yeah, I don't, besides, I think, like, Tom Bell, I don't know anyone who's gone to it. And, you know, I don't listen to what Tom Bell says, so.
Really? Who cares what Tom Bell says?
Hi, Tom Bell.
Really? He's not listening to us either, so I don't think we insulted him there.
It's a mutual society.
Exactly. He doesn't care what we have to say either. But I think it's great that they had another festival, another thing, something else for you to go and enjoy. Because I guess that time of the year there, it's a little bit slower.
Right.
Although, again, California is like here, and there's just no slow times ever. So. Yeah. All right, next for Disneyland. Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival expands to 6 weeks in 2018. It will be March 2nd through April 12th, 2018. What's really nice about their Food and Wine Festival is they've really, really started to grow it. We went one of the first years they did it, and it was just that booth or that place in the back of the park.
Right. It was kind of hidden. By where Monsters, Inc. ride was. And we had a really hard time finding it. And when we finally did, it was like one counter where they had all the countries. You could order everything and take it away to a table. Yeah.
The best thing was, I think that was in the first places we experienced a freestyle soda machine.
Right. I was going to say the same thing. It's true.
My God, it's freestyle soda.
We saw George Lasseter there too.
Did we?
Mm. But like from afar.
Oh, I don't know.
He didn't come and sit with us or anything.
Who's George Lasseter?
John Lasseter?
John Lasseter.
Maybe it was his cousin or something. I'm like, recognized him?
We saw John Lasseter's cousin, George, from afar.
He likes to go by George.
His friends call him George.
When he's in the park, he's George. Sorry, I meant John.
Oh, my God. More than a dozen festival marketplaces will feature California-inspired tastes and sips. And guests will experience presentations and demonstrations with celebrity chefs such as Robert Irvine, Alex Gornicelli. There'll be food and beverage tastings, winemaking dinners, beer, wine, and spirits seminars, plus live music, entertainment, and special activities throughout the festival. So it's nice that California is really beefing this up.
I think that's why John Lasseter was there the day we were there. There was a Lasseter wine event.
Right. Or he's taking his brother George to the park.
Thank you for pointing that out.
And then John. Tough crowd here.
Yeah. All right, next up for Disneyland, Pixar Fest brings celebration of friendship throughout Disneyland Resort beginning April 13th. Beginning April 13th, 2008, this limited time celebration of friendship and beyond will feature the debut of the new Together Forever, a Pixar nighttime spectacular, and the return of two favorite parades, as well as even more beloved Pixar characters, new decor, atmosphere entertainment, themed food, beverage, and new merchandise items. Crickets.
Exciting.
Was this great?
We saw the parade 1 year. Remember they shot Super Bowls out of a thing and they bounced all over?
You're going without me, apparently.
That was when he was with his friend George.
The exciting part of this is mostly the new fireworks show. Right. So anytime Disneyland gets something new with fireworks, it's always very exciting. But, you know, the other interesting part that I like is that Disneyland does their specialty events, like they did the Summer of Heroes and then Halloween time. They do them a little bit more differently, where it actually really does encompass both parks thoroughly. And like for food options, when we do something in Walt Disney World, it seems like there's always the same food options, specialty cupcakes, whatever, at the same like two locations. Disneyland, when they say they make specialty food options, they actually do, and they scatter them all throughout, and it's not just your standard fare. Like for Halloween time, I had like pork belly tacos somewhere that was just absolutely delicious. And so they always kind of step beyond. So the fact that they're adding another limited time event that promises food, fireworks, fun, I'd be in for it. Yeah, why not?
Cool. I mean, you know, here's the deal. Pixar is very popular. The characters are very popular. People love them. So, and I think this is also tied into the next one that they're going to be doing at Disneyland, which is Pixar Pier. Pixar Pier.
Pixar Peel. It's a whole different thing.
That's that stuff where you rub it on your face and peeled on.
Will debut this summer. This summer will bring a transformed land for you to experience at Disney's California Adventure Park when Pixar Pier opens along the southern shore of Paradise Bay with newly themed attractions, food, and merchandise throughout. The new permanent land in the area that is now Paradise Pier will introduce 4 new neighborhoods representing beloved Disney Pixar stories: The Incredibles, Toy Story, Inside Out, and a 4th neighborhood that will be a celebration of many of your favorite Pixar stories. So all the characters that don't fit into the other stories are going to have their own place to reside. You know, I've never been excited about Pixar Pier. I mean, I've never been excited about that part of the park before. It had Toy Story in it. It had that roller coaster that I never rode in it. It had that Ferris wheel.
The Wheel of Death.
The Wheel of Death.
Mickey's Fun Wheel of Death.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm excited to see it become something different.
The Pixar Wheel of Death.
No, it's not going to be the Pixar Wheel of Death.
I'm going to kind of miss that area. I don't know if I'm in the minority. Really? I kind of liked it back then. I like that it was so different than any other area in a Disney park that I had been to. So I kind of liked that about it. I actually, that roller coaster is one of the few roller coasters I actually ride.
Wow.
And Toy Story Mania is always a favorite of mine. But I kind of liked it. I mean, I can see why many would think it was wasted real estate, because it was kind of nondescript in the Disney sense. But I think I'll miss it a little.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the aesthetic of it. Like, I didn't grow up going to any of like the actual what it's based on, like the little tiny pop-up parks on a pier or anything in New York or California. But I grew up with Kennywood in Pittsburgh, and they had a lot of the theming in Paradise Pier kind of has that same exact style. So it kind of was like a throwback to my childhood when I would go through there. And but at the same time, I'm obsessed with Pixar. So while it feels kind of forced in, I'm sure I'm still going to love everything that's in this area, but it is going to lose a little bit of the nostalgia that that park has.
As long as they don't get rid of World of Color, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't touch World of Color.
I think it's a good change. I mean, I think it's, you know, I think my opinion is the minority. I think it's a good change. I think a lot of the kids growing up now, they don't really have a relationship with the classic Disney characters like we did. It's the Pixar characters now. These are the characters they know. Right. These are the characters they're looking for when they go to the parks. So,
what do we think about all of the changes? Are we happy that Disney is always changing and always improving and always adding more stuff? Or is it a point where you think, okay, stop?
No, see, I'm probably the minority, but I think they have to. I think they have to keep people change, things change, the world changes. I don't know. I just think...
I think as I get older, I get more nostalgic.
Yeah, so you kind of miss some of the... Mm. Yeah. But I think at the same time, and maybe this is from the point of view of the person who sells Disney parks, they're selling at a rate that they've never sold. Like, right. They're busy beyond belief.
We just had this discussion the other day, and... Going to Disney for me was entering an entirely different world.
Right.
Everything there was Disney. They were Disney rides. And now we were in other places and there's the Iron Man ride. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that was a purchased product, but to me, Iron Man doesn't say Disney.
Right.
It's that sort of, I miss that sort of Disney immersion thing because they have opened up their brand. But again, I'm getting older and becoming more nostalgic about my childhood. And I grew up going to the Jersey Shore where they did have amusement park piers. And that's what it reminds me of also. So I understand the need to change. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would just become a museum.
Right.
The nostalgic side of me says...
Yeah.
I
think I'm probably agreeing with you. I think that's probably how I feel about it, too. Because there's a part of me that knows it has to.
Right.
But at the same time, you kind of miss what it was.
I'm happy with the fact that they seem to be going now for these immersive experiences. Mm-hmm. Where it's not just, let's add Iron Man to a theme park, or let's add this ride to a theme park and sort of massage it in of why it would fit. I like the fact that we have Avatar Land and we're going to have, you know, Pixar Land or whatever it's called here. Yeah, and we're going to have Star Wars Land. The fact that Disney is back to that total immersive theming makes me happy.
But right. See, to me, those aren't Disney properties. Even though I understand that they've been purchased mm-hmm. and they're now under the umbrella, to me, and I'm not even going to joke about Star Wars, to me, that's not a Disney thing.
Right.
I'm happy that there are people who will love it, and I think that's awesome. But to me, Disney was something else.
But along the lines of what Tracy was talking about, for a lot of kids, Star Wars is Disney now. Marvel is Disney now.
I am 100% sure that this has something to do with my age and my experience. I'm not joking.
I also like the fact that you don't have to go to the new Star Wars land if you don't want to, because it's a separate area.
Yes, but there's so many of them that I can't get to the other stuff.
Is that what it is? You have to walk through one.
Yeah.
No, Galaxy's Edge is going to be away from everything.
That's where I'm going
to
be.
Okay. So are we to the point now where we think the Star Wars thing is going to catch on?
You know, maybe.
It's going to be a thing.
I have my costume already.
I'm ready. All right. That's what they have for Disneyland. Why to visit Disneyland. Now they have reasons to visit Walt Disney World in 2018. Disney Springs will welcome 8 new dining locations. Some of these are actually already open. A total of 8 new exciting food and beverage locations are set to make their grand debut in Disney Springs in 2018. The Edison, along with Maria and Enzo's Ristorante, Enzo's Hideaway, and Pizza Ponte, are scheduled to open in 2018. Again, they are already there. While Terralina, Crafted Italian, Wine Bar George, this one I'm not even going to attempt to say, Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill are set to debut later this year. I think Disney Springs has really up the bar. Mm-hmm. They've really made it so that you don't want to go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You don't need to go on Restaurant a Row in...
On Sand Lake Road.
On Sand Lake Road anymore. You don't need to leave Disney property. You now have some incredible dining locations in Disney Springs. So the more they're putting in there, I think, is the better. The problem I have is they're doing them so fast.
Yes.
There's so many we haven't visited. You went to the Polite Pig, and I was so jealous. Mm-hmm. We haven't been to the Polite Pig yet. So
yeah, I've managed to get there twice, and we love it. And it's a quick service. Like, this is where, you know, a while back we had done a show about using the quick service dining and getting value out of it. More and more of these, you know, Blaze in Disney Springs is quick service. Deluxe Burger is quick service. You know, Earl of Sandwich always was, still is. So there's just, you know, this, I think it's kind of a sign of the times as well. You know, people want good food. They don't necessarily want the ceremony that comes with good food. Mm. So, you know, you can enjoy a good meal somewhere like the Polite Pig without it being a thing. You know, you're sitting down,
you're not tied to a reservation.
Right. And it's just, I kind of think that's the way people are going now. And I know that's what we're looking for. I don't want fast food. I just want the convenience
good food
of
fest.
It. Exactly.
We enjoy, there's places at Disney Springs that we go back to because we're kind of stuck because mm-hmm. they're so good. Homecoming.
Mm-hmm. Morimoto.
And I think along what you just said, we like about it too is even though it's a restaurant, it's not a thing.
Right.
There's not a show. There's not.
The theme of the restaurant is restaurant.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you can often, you don't have to often book those places 6 months in advance. Now, I find that you book it 6 months, and then there's a period in between 5 and 3 days where there's nothing available. But then the last 2 or 3 days, like every time we're coming down, we're in the area for part of the winter. And I'll just get on my phone. It's like, oh, look, we can go here. We can go here. I'm shocked at what I can get last minute.
Well, I think that also is a product of more opening.
I think so.
I mean, for a while, Morimoto and Homecoming were the new ones, and they were difficult to get into. I think that's opened up a bit with the new offerings.
I agree.
I'm excited. Intrigued, I think, would be a better word by the Edison.
I think they're going to have issues with parking, though, don't you? I mean, they built those two big garages, which are fantastic.
We're going to do a show. We're going to record it today. It'll be aired later where we're going to talk about the holidays, and we're going to talk about Disney Springs.
Right. Right.
Trying to get into
just a little tidbit. We tried to go to the movies the day before New Year's Eve, so December 30th. I live in St. Cloud, which is 17 miles away. It took me 2.5 hours to get to Disney Springs. I got there, and as I got there, they put up signs that said all the parking garages were full. So I thought, all right, I'm going to valet. We had tickets to go to the movies. And we got to the valet parking, and we were 6 cars from valet parking, and they told me valet parking was full. So they told me I could park at one of the parks and take a bus. And I was like, the movie starts in 15 minutes. I'm kind of out of options. So we ended up not going.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of that. You're going to see those garages fill up. You're going to see those places across from the street. Mm-hmm. It's
Are they
nuts.
Building another garage? Did I hear that?
Yeah.
There's another one
The third
coming.
Garage is coming.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I have to tell you, I love that area. I just love it. I wasn't sure when it was all first starting, and it took a while for it to take shape and to really
see. That was because it was ripped up for so long.
It was. And remember during the FAM, we had done that one tour. Mm-hmm. Remember they showed us the big display, and they turned off the lights, how cool it was. And you could kind of start to see what it was going to be. I know not everybody loves it, but what I love about it, when I go there and I'm in these dining locations, I'm eating in good restaurants.
Yes.
They're not just good for Disney. You know, sometimes you're in a park and you're eating, well, this was good enough for Disney, or this was good enough because I'm on the dining plan.
Because I didn't expect anything more.
Right. I'm eating at good restaurants that I look to come back to. Yeah. We hardly go off site to eat anymore, and that was a regular occurrence for us before.
And that Disney has succeeded
in
keeping you on property. All right, our next reason to visit Walt Disney World in 2018, the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival celebrates its 25th anniversary. The festival will run from February 28th through May 28th, 2018. The 90-day event brings with it a multitude of Disney character topiaries, tasty offerings at 15 outdoor kitchens, garden tours, Garden Rocks music series, kids activities, the scavenger hunt, and much more. Flower and Garden is also always awesome, always a reason to come. I don't know if they'll do anything special for the 25th anniversary, but they're billing it as the 25th anniversary, so maybe they'll do something cool and special.
I've always enjoyed it. Yeah.
Epcot sparkles.
Yeah,
it's just beautiful.
Especially when you go later.
That's because the plants have had a chance to mature.
Right. You go early on and everything looks kind of cool. But if you go at the end, it's like when everything's in full bloom. And I'm guessing that, you know, things would bloom at different times and stuff. So you'll see a different things throughout. But we loved the addition when they started to add the outdoor kitchens. And they started to add, you know, I enjoy it. And I'm not a flower person, don't have a garden. But there's just still something about that event that I enjoy.
Always a great reason, always a great time to visit.
My favorite thing is they float those gardens out in that little thing as you cross between future world and world.
Remember the one year was all cranberries? The guy was there in his big hip waders, standing in the cranberries.
And we went to, I remember Bob and I went to one where the whole theme of the event we were at was pears. I thought, about 10 minutes in, I thought, I've had enough pears.
Really? Full of pears. All right. The next reason to visit is Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park celebrates its 20th anniversary. The theme park dedicated to celebrating life in the animal kingdom will mark a milestone 20th anniversary on Earth Day, April 22nd, 2018. We'll see what Disney does. They tend to not worry about these smaller anniversaries anymore. Maybe they'll have
three dozen cupcakes at the front.
Oh, three dozen cupcakes.
That still hurts.
I was there opening day.
I was too. It was a big deal. Big deal. You know, new theme park at Disney.
I didn't have my first visit to Disney, a Disney park ever, until the year 2000.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy smokes. So I had a lot of time to make up for. Yeah, my very first visit, 2000, Ben was three, and we came.
I had a friend who was an employee at the time, and we got passes to the opening.
As a cast member, I worked the opening. It was fun.
I couldn't look anywhere. I couldn't go anywhere without tripping over Drew Carey.
He was a big part of the ABC corral at the time. All right. The final reason to visit Walt Disney World in 2018, Toy Story Land opens in summer of 2018. The highly anticipated expansion of Disney's Hollywood Studios will debut to guests this summer, and with it, two new attractions, Alien Swirling Saucers and the Slinky Dog Dash Family Coaster. You've already seen big stuff about Slinky Dog. They've showed on Disney's website and social media, the cars have come in and the roller coasters come in. So they're very, very excited about this. We still have to record two shows about our trip to China. We still have to specifically talk about Hong Kong and Shanghai. In Hong Kong, their Pixar place, their place for the Toy Story Land is absolutely sad. And I was worried when I saw it. I thought, I hope this isn't what we get. It is not what we're getting.
It is underwhelming, yeah. The one in Hong Kong.
So I'm very happy to see that this is what we're getting and what that expansion is.
But I would still tell people to manage their expectations. They're getting a family roller coaster and then also a different overlay for Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. If you've ever experienced that out in Disney California. Yeah. So
we used to call when I was a kid, that was called the whip.
Exactly. So those are your two attractions you're getting. I'm sure Slinky Dog's going to be excellent. I actually love Mater's, so I'm sure I'm going to love the Alien one too, but it's not the expansion that New Fantasyland was. This is a little small section.
But it also sounds to me, or what I've seen also looks to me like it's a lot better theme than what we saw in Hong Kong. Hong Kong was really just...
Yeah.
Hong Kong was like a park, an under-themed park with a couple of attractions stuck in it. Yeah. There was none of the
theme. They had the Army Man.
Yeah, the Army Man ride. Drop.
And then they had a racetrack one where the car went up one side and up down the other side. And then everything else looked like it'd been there for 40 years. Like the sun had bleached it out and stuff. So
This should be better than that. Good. But I do understand that they've run through some budget cuts with it too. So that's always scary when you're coming down to the home stretch.
But are we still expecting it to open after kind of Memorial Day weekend sort of thing? Maybe soft openings through the back half of May?
Yeah, I think they're going to go with the same strategy that they went through with Pandora. And so it's everything's starting to get in place now. Like they're getting ready to start working on how they're going to reroute the queue, because you're no longer going to enter Midway Mania from Pixar Place. That's going away. You'll now enter Midway Mania from actually in Toy Story Land, and they'll have a brand new whole entrance in with that too. So all those pieces, I guess I understand right now that's what they're starting to work at to get those in place, and it's getting close.
What gives me hope is I've always loved the way they did Pixar Place.
Yeah.
I always love the theming of that area. Even though it's small, it's just impeccable.
All that brick and the big glass windows, I'm sad that's just going to be gone, but I'm sure, hey, maybe they'll keep that whole area and use it for something else, or maybe they'll find that aesthetic somewhere else.
I might be the only person in the world who was all about Pandora. Like, what is that? Who wants to see that? And could care less until I saw it. And then I was just awed by it. And I'm still, every time I go to that area of Animal Kingdom, I'm awed by it.
Again, it's the Disney returning to that immersive...
Yeah.
And Imagineers thinking about every little detail that excites me.
And if they can make me excited about that area, who's never seen this movie and kind of still hasn't felt the need to, like, I just love that area.
But there's four more movies coming in 2072.
Wow.
That Disney now owns.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I touched a nerve.
Just a
But it makes what I'm, anyway, the point I was trying to make was that it makes me wonder what they're going to, what I, how I'm going to feel about Toy Story when this is something I actually have an attachment to.
Right.
Like, I actually like, I'm attached to these movies and these characters. So it's interesting to see, and I'm interested to see how it busy it makes the summer.
Yeah.
Because I think Pandora affected availability and crowds way more than I thought it would.
However, I think with Pandora, there was so much, I don't want to use the word hype, that's not the word, there was so much pre-excitement.
Right.
We talked about that for a long time. Was it going to be good? Was it going to be bad? Was it a good movie? Was it a bad movie?
Yeah, I don't think Toy Story Land's going to add that much more. I don't think
you don't think it's going to be that level?
I don't think it has that level of pre-excitement.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be something to keep everybody excited before Star Wars opens.
I think it also adds a nice element in Hollywood studios for kids, younger kids.
And the studios needs to be opened up now. It just needs to be.
The thing is, though, I didn't think that people would go as insane over Mine Train as they have. And that's still true.
And they still are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm excited about in Hollywood studios? The Mickey and Minnie short inside the Grauman Theater.
Yeah. Runaway Railway.
I'm excited about that. That to me.
Ooh, you're back to that nostalgia you were talking about.
That goes back to that nostalgia thing. That to me sounds like
old
Disney.
Right.
The Disney I fell in love with. So I'm excited about that.
All right, moving on to Disney Cruise Line. Reasons to visit or take a Disney cruise in 2018. Star Wars Day at Sea and Marvel Day at Sea return from January to April 2018. Epic Adventures at Sea return to Disney Cruise Line with special engagements of two popular events, Star Wars Days at Sea and Marvel Day at Sea, spanning two Disney cruise ships sailing across the Caribbean and the Bahamas. These cruises bring Disney and fan favorite fun to families and guests of all ages. That was alliteration at its best, wasn't it?
I can't turn on the TV without hearing that commercial.
That's true.
I tell you, though, I kind of think that sounds really cool. I love hearing the ship play that.
Yeah.
Is this even something we should talk about, or are these all sold out?
No, there's still, they're January to April of this year. So if you're hearing us now talking about this and you're thinking about it, just know that it's kind of what's left now. So you may not be getting booked on early dining. You might have to wait for, be put on a wait list for it. Room categories, you're probably not going to get your first choice. We may see some of these start to come up on an IGT, OGT, VGT.
Because final payment.
Right, because final payment has basically, where are we at? Just about passed for all of these. So we might start to see these come up. If you're military, we may see some of these sailings start to come up on the military discount or Florida resident. So there might be some opportunity to get in them first, but these are not, you're not going to plan one of these with, okay, this is the stateroom I want, and this is the, if final payment's already passed, it's time for online check-in, you're going to have to be a little bit understanding about, maybe your Palo's not available and stuff. But if you're looking to get in on a last minute with some of these discounts that may be available or coming soon, may not be a bad deal. And then the Star Wars or the Marvel Day at Sea becomes, an extra bonus kind of thing.
So my advice to Disney, I hope they're listening and watching.
Put the list out earlier?
No. Well, yeah, that's always a big help. You should be doing this earlier. There are some sailings that they're having trouble filling.
Yes.
These sailings out of New York City are not as popular. Guess what? Throw Star Wars Day at Sea on a New York sailing. You'll fill that ship. Put Marvel on those. You'll fill those ships.
You have to have an extra Wookiee costume somewhere.
Really? Well, they travel after these sailings finish, so.
Do you think they signed a contract in New York? You think that's why they're still doing it?
Oh, I'm sure they had their.
They had to have, right? They had to commit to so many seasons of doing it because they've never been a real success.
Nope.
This one's out of Galveston.
Yeah, it's like Galveston, too. Sorry, Texas people. They'd be upset. Yeah. I'm thinking right now with Beth Fayer. She's probably upset with me because I just said that.
Yeah, but the problem is the truth of the matter is those sailings aren't filling up the way Disney had thought they would.
And I'm sure the people in Texas are excited that they don't have to fly to a cruise.
But it's still kind of a...
We don't have
they're not filling ships everywhere.
We don't have other people flying to Texas.
Right.
Exactly. That's right. Texas. And they thought these New York sailings were going to be popular because Disney's affinity area is really the tri-state area for a lot of these Caribbean sailings out of Port Canaveral. They did their market research and they said, well, you're all living in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts.
The problem is, though, they want them to cruise out of New York in September and October and sometimes into Canada. like further north.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, I think they underestimated how much people in New, you know, maybe they would like to cruise out of New York, but maybe not in the fall.
Right, exactly. When it's
they've seen the leaves.
Already.
Right.
I also think something I think is that there's not a Disney park attached to either of those locations. Yep.
And so what happens is even if you're coming south, I know they were doing some 8 nights. So you're leaving New York. You've got two sea days on either end of that, which aren't necessarily
fun,
pleasant out on the pool deck sailing time. Like, you know, you're not, I mean, and not to imply that September, October can't be nice. It certainly can, but it's not the same. Most people think cruising, they think Caribbean.
Yep. To a northerner, I don't think that October seems pool weather.
Right.
You know, head south.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Next up for Disney Cruise Line, Rapunzel's Royal Table debuts on the Disney Magic in March of 2018. Exciting new spaces and experiences designed for guests of all ages are coming to the Disney Magic, including an enchanting dining experience for families at Rapunzel's Royal Table. The first table service restaurant themed to Tangled that features characters and live entertainment will transport guests to the Kingdom of Corona, not the beer, Craig, for an evening of music and interactive fun.
Everybody gets a line when they come in.
Really? I'm not sure how much I'm excited about food themed around the character with giant hair.
Me, for one. Not so much.
What place is this taking up?
I don't know.
Is this the enchanted basement?
Karaoke.
The enchanted basement.
Oh, it's going?
Yeah. Basement.
Yeah, so yeah. Where Tiana's went on the Wonder, it was...
I was only on the Wonder once, yeah. And I don't remember.
So it's that same area, though. So it would be
the Parrot Restaurant.
Yeah,
okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Now I will say I was on the Wonder recently, where they've done this too with Tiana's, and I thought it was really cool. So maybe it'll be really cool. It just seems that to me, it's getting a little.
Tiana's was because there was a food theme.
It was themed around, I mean, it was about
right,
a restaurant.
Right. In that exactly. Movie. And then they actually have a live band playing.
Oh, wow.
During, the whole time. It's like you've gone to Tiana's and she's hosting and she's putting on a show.
That was part of the story.
And so that's all part of the story.
That's
so,
cool.
Like, with this, like, are we all going to have to, like, dangle from our chair? Like,
you all have to climb up.
Right. It just seems a little bit more of a stretch.
I agree. I mean, you know, that area of the ship, those restaurants that have always been back there have never been my favorite anyway. Mm-hmm. Just the theming's weird and the food was never great. So, you know, improvements are always good. And the final reason.
What do you think Tangled themed food is?
Hair.
I told you there's going to be a big hair in everyone's. Oh, look, there's just 4 foot hair in my thing. I don't know. I have no idea what the themed food would be. All right, the last reason to take a Disney Cruise Line vacation in 2018, according to this list, there are many more reasons why you should. Disney Cruise Line visits new destinations in summer and fall 2018. Disney Cruise Line offers families a chance to see the world and explore magnificent destinations in 2018, including first-time visits to ports in Italy and Ireland during the summer and to Bermuda and Quebec City, Canada, in the fall. Throughout the year, Disney Cruise Line will return to popular destinations in the Caribbean and Bahamas, Alaska, Europe, Canada, and Mexican Riviera. What do we know about these Italy and Ireland cruises? I know Ireland was very popular when they first came out.
Yes, what was popular about it was that they were doing a 7-night. And so often this is a longer cruise. So that was, they were really popular when they first came. I have a few guests on them. I think it's kind of like everything. Remember a couple years ago, Hawaii sold out the first day, and then the ships went half empty.
Yeah,
this is the British Isles thing that went to Ireland.
They do British Isles as well, but they were doing a separate Ireland cruise as well. And I have to say Disney's summer Europe stuff books pretty good. At this point, if you're not booked, chances are rates are pretty high. If you didn't get in early on, because they do increase quite rapidly. If you're pricing one now and it's out of your market or out of your budget, maybe we might see some come on a discount as we get into those final payment periods. And those final payments, I think, are 120 days before. So you might be able to. But then the problem with Europe at that point is trying to find flights if you're coming from this part of the world. So they're popular because there's so many people in Europe who have the opportunity to use
now
them.
Sail under the
cruise line. Alaska's very popular.
As always. I want just real quick going back to the, before you go on to Alaska and those things, the other problem too with those Mediterranean European sailings is almost all of your pre and post nights are going to be sold already.
Yes.
So Disney holds a certain number of rooms, so you're going to have difficulty with that. But go ahead. Yeah, Alaska is always popular. We love going to Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska with Disney is top dollar. Worth it. I've done it. And I think round trip out of Vancouver changes the Alaska experience considerably.
That's next. That's the next
which is
one
what
do.
They're doing.
We've done it twice out of Seattle, and I want the next one to be north, to go farther north.
Yeah. So if you do, you can out of Vancouver, you can do a one way where you end in Alaska and you do a land add on a land tour, or you can do a round trip, and where it's just kind of similar ports that we've already done, except you're leaving from Vancouver. It'll add Ketchikan to it, which you guys haven't done yet. Mm-hmm. But Disney, I've done Alaska now 4 times, 3 different cruise lines, and nobody did it like Disney.
Wow.
That being said, nobody's charging for it
exactly
like Disney.
The price of the Disney charging.
So it's all relative.
Okay. So that's the end of my list. Those are the reasons why you should take Disney vacation in 2018. You know, I think part of the reason why they put these lists out, I don't know, absolutely the reason why they put a lot of these lists out is because there are so many people waiting for stuff to be finished,
right,
especially at World. Star Wars Hotel, Star Wars Land, a lot of the new transportation options, the construction in general is
crazy. I think
we
need to manage a little bit of expectation. Yep. Disney World is still under construction.
Major construction.
There are cranes everywhere. The roads are torn up everywhere. They are building new highways. In addition to theme park construction, they have rerouted traffic around the Magic Kingdom, which is enough to make you crazy. So there is still a great deal of that going on. So while there's all exciting new things going on, keep in mind that there is a great deal of construction around.
I think that's a lot of this is trying to answer that, sort of making people not wait
right
until it's done, why you should go now.
And another reason to come on site, stay on property, use the on-property transportation, because it helps alleviate some of that headache. And I think sometimes people wait because they think Disney's a trip of a lifetime. We're going to take our kids and we're going to go to Disney once. I can tell you, I can probably count on 2 hands without using 3 fingers how many families that I've booked on that trip of a lifetime that only went once.
Right.
You know, it's just not that. So, you know, you think you're going to wait, you're waiting for the kid, your kids to be the magic age, or you're going to, you know, there's always a reason to go. And
once your kids see it, they're going to want to go back.
Yeah. I can tell you, there's just very few. If they go and they have a good experience the first time. And that's why we try so hard as agents to work with families to make sure they're as prepared as possible so that they can have that good experience the first time. My husband was just talking to friends of his who are coming next weekend for a tournament. And he was like, okay, so where are you staying? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
He doesn't even know the name of the hotel. It's like, okay, so did you order Magic Bands yet? No. And then he says to Chris, do you know anything about this dining plan? And Chris is like, I know everything about the dining plan. What do you need to know?
Exactly.
But, you know, but this is like 1 week out, hasn't engaged.
Yeah.
And so these are the people that get on site and they're like, this is crazy, because they're trying to figure out what's happening.
I'm never coming back.
Here.
This is too complicated.
This is crazy. This isn't, you know. But the people who come and they plan ahead and they prepare. And so when, you know, you're getting those emails from your agents, hey, have you ordered your Magic Bands yet? You know, let's talk about your dining. It's not to annoy you and pressure you. It's to make sure you have the best experience at the back end, because we know when done right, you're going to want to do this again and again.
We get talked about, we have a friend here and he, you know, of course, staying with us, didn't do any of that, but looked at the app and said, I want to go and see Pandora. And he goes, it's a 450-minute wait.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, you waited to the last minute to wait and see what the wait times
are. However, he's also got that sort of, if it happens, it happens.
Right, exactly.
If it doesn't happen,
right,
it doesn't happen attitude.
Right.
But that's all part of it. If you're going to be that person who's willing to wait, you have to put up with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't wait. Do it.
Plan. With a professional.
Plan. All right, that'll do it for this show. That'll do it for my wonderful list. I'm so good at what I do. Thank you.
Wow.
I know. I didn't know where that was going.
I think this was the part we were supposed to say,
Let me get you a sticker.
didn't know where I was going with that. Thank you guys for being here and participating. Thank you everybody at home for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.